This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I want to welcome you to this shortwave radio program. You're going to hear me speaking at a Holy Ghost conference held in Bothell, Washington, on Who is the Holy Spirit? Let's begin.
Tonight, we have Dr. Jonathan Hansen here. Say hallelujah, somebody. I had been hearing about him for a while, reading a little bit about him here and there. And in certain circles, his name kept coming until I thought maybe he was somewhere in California, Minnesota, Hawaii, somewhere far away from here. Until one day, a friend of mine said, I have a feeling in my spirit. I need to introduce you to this man, this apostle, Jonathan Hansen, because you do many things around the globe. He's also a world evangelist. And I said, okay, I'll pray about it, you know. And the Holy Spirit said, now. So this gentleman gave us our phone numbers, did a three-way phone call. We chatted a little bit, and I said, well, where are you? So I'm here in the Northwest. I said, in the Northwest? So yeah, where are you? North from here. So I said, well, I feel I must come now. He said, well, I'll call you back. Let me clear my calendar. And God allowed him to clear his calendar. Hallelujah. We drove and met. When we met, I just knew that this was someone I had to meet. There are people you meet, you just thought you've known them before. That kind of divine connection. Today he's speaking in our midst. Let's welcome the man of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? You know, all the way down here, I was singing a song in my heart, in my spirit. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. I've got enough to teach for 20 hours right here straight and never cover the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, I don't have a ministry. My ministry is apostolic prophetic. I go to the nations. I meet with governments through the Holy Spirit. This will show you page after page. Kenya, Burundi, the United States, Jamaica, Liberia, Israel, Uganda, Zambia, Sweden, Rwanda, Guyana, Democratic Republic of Congo, New Zealand, Philippines, Zimbabwe, Japan, Cuba, Haiti, and on and on. Without the Holy Spirit, I have no ministry. Without the Holy Spirit, I don't meet with governments. I rely totally on the Holy Spirit. Before I go into governments, I lay hands on myself. And I say, Father God, let me say only what you want me to say. Let me not hold back. Let me not be ashamed of your words. But when I walk out of that parliament, let me know that you are happy with me. You're pleased. In Jesus' name, I lay hands, lift them off my legs, and I walk into the parliament. Before it's over, maybe we'll touch on a couple of these. You'd be sometimes shocked what God tells leaders. I don't meet him for a photo op. I don't need a photo op. That's all I do is go and meet with leaders after leaders after leaders. Unless God gives me a word for that leader, I don't want to meet with him. He's just another person that puts on his pants the same way I do. Are you there? I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to say only what he tells me to say. Again, the ministry is apostolic prophetic. God changed my life clear back in 85. Now, I wasn't going to go into any of this. I really have a lot of teaching. But I believe, like Pastor Ziga said you need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? And we're just laying a foundation. I want to do a lot of teaching tonight if I can get to it. But I do know that we can resist the Holy Spirit. How do we do it? With our vanity. God gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. I have 3 doctorates, ministry, theology, divinity, pastored 5 churches, several master's degrees, several BAs, including psychology, general studies. You go far enough back, 75 to 85, I was in law enforcement. Investigated felony crime, president of the Fellowship of Christian Peace Officers, SWAT team, special weapons and tactics, president of the Fellowship of Christian Peace Officers over the FBI, the CIA, U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, local county police. I know exactly what is going on right now in the United States and around the world as they're trying to topple the Republic and move us into a new world order. Can you say amen? And only the church can stop it. And it's only going to happen through the Holy Spirit. As Dr. Ziga said, half of the churches don't want to hear the Holy Spirit. You say, what's wrong with America? Vanity. The church is operating without the Holy Spirit. They're doing it in their own strength. Peter was very proud, very boastful in his own strength. He ran, he hid, he lied. He was a coward. Until the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? And then this man turned the world upside down. People that were going to kill him before, and he was afraid. Now 3,000 were saved. The difference, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on, say amen. That's the difference. That's the difference. I'm also the president of Eagle Saving Nations. Based on Pentecost, we want to get back into the stadiums, the NFL stadiums, NBA arenas, civic centers, all through the world. We need another great awakening. We've got to have another great awakening. If we don't have another great awakening, the Republic is going to fall. And judgment is coming. We have got to have another great awakening. We want to fill the stadiums with Christians. And let Pentecost come down once again. So they can go forth with power and authority instead of fear and intimidation. The church right now is fearful. They're intimidated. But you're supposed to represent Jesus Christ. Truth takes away deception. Prayer brings conviction. If you don't represent Christ with the truth, a lie is continually purported, and we lose. Because they're coming against God Himself in America right now. We have got to have another great awakening. It's based on Pentecost. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Koto totola masandi ai shatatala masiti ai katatala makuri ai. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Singing the song I know takes my time, but hey, it's all on Jesus. It's all on the Holy Spirit. It's not me. Amen. All the way down here, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place, and we have to give the Holy Spirit glory and honor and reverence, and we welcome Him. We welcome Him. We welcome Him. Years ago, I was in Mombasa, on the Indian Ocean, Muslim town. held 7 days of meetings in the largest church at that time, 40,000. They would go on for 5 hours with a tremendous move of God. One day before I preached, I called up under the Holy Spirit everyone with tumors. If you have tumors, you know, a tumor is a growth. If you have tumors, come up. I called the ushers up. I said, mark every single person. Over 100 people came up with tumors. Growths that you could see out of their body. And then as fast as I could touch them, boom, 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 they fell and the tumor disappeared. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God. It wasn't me. The next day when they introduced me, they gave such a glowing introduction that I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed. Why am I saying that? Because don't take God's glory. Don't take the Holy Spirit's glory. Again, I said, if we humble ourselves, God draws nigh unto you. If you're proud, he resists the proud. If you want to take God's glory, there's a lot of vanity in you. Are you there? So I stopped it. I said, I appreciate your introduction, but you gave me too much. I felt ashamed because I did nothing. I just obeyed the Holy Spirit. I said, give the Lord a hand clap. And it went on for 45 minutes. 45 minutes! And there were such manifestations, including trumpets blowing. And I was in an African church with no trumpets. Are you there? People were prostrate under the power of God. I heard them worshiping God in English, only they were singing in Kiswahili. Heavenly hosts and the choirs of God were singing. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit was in that place. The Holy Spirit was in that place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Can we sing that song? Sing it to the Lord. Welcome him. Welcome him. Now, I'm not a singer, so please, please help me. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Let's sing it again.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy. Thou art welcome in this place.
Again.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace,
Hallelujah. Yes, touch him right now in Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 We know what Luke 3:21 says when all the people were baptized. All. Can you say all? When they were all baptized. Luke 24:49. You know, when Jesus ascended, he says, go tarry. Go tarry. Now, he had been walking with them. You know, he rose from the dead. Been with them for 40 days and 40 nights periodically. But then he said, before you can go out and do the works that I do, before you have the power I do, go tarry. Go tarry. And they tarried and they were in one accord. You know, there's a lot of things we could talk on. One accord. One accord. Unity is critical. Can you say amen? We've got to get the church in unity for a spiritual explosion. We've got to get in unity in these NFL stadiums for Pentecost to come down in a powerful way.
Thank you.
We must tarry. We must receive him. We must desire him. We must covet him, embrace him, chase after him. We welcome the Holy Spirit here tonight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We welcome the Holy Spirit here tonight. You have this brochure. Now, my wife will be here tomorrow morning. My son, you can see it in this brochure. Look at Soldiers of the Cross, Intercessors. That's because of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't going to touch on that, but that was the Holy Spirit. You know, if there's women, men here. Now, I am far from my notes. But you say, hey, I want to get married. I want the right person. See, my first wife died. I have four children. The youngest is 30. They're all in their others in 40s. 13 grandchildren. Now I have a four-year-old son. Now, Pastor Ziga, that's the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on. That's the Holy Ghost. Just like Abraham, huh? And Isaac, Jacob, Sarah. Woo! There's no such thing as a dead womb when God says, I'm giving you life. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you. I waited several years. couple of people that work for me said, Dr. Hansen, you need to look at this gal named Adalia. I said, she's too young for me. Then another one of my colleagues overseas says, Dr. Hansen, you need to look at this lady. I said, she's too young for me. I cannot make a wrong decision in my life where I have a worldwide ministry. I'm dedicated for Jesus Christ. And then I got three pages of men and women of God calling me, telling me who I was going to marry. That's the Holy Spirit. You're going to marry a young African, a black lady. She gets in 10 years three prophets through the Holy Spirit telling her who she's going to marry. Long before she met me. Now, I'm way off my notes. Is that okay? I mean, some of you might need to hear this. Now, don't get ahead of God or you'll make a wrong choice. Okay. You're going to marry an older man. He's a white man. He's an American. He has a worldwide ministry. When he asks you to work for him in America, that's the man. Three different prophets. Over 10 years. She's getting tired of waiting. All of her people her age got married. They're having children. She's ready to make a decision. I was in Malaysia preaching, and the Lord said, send a message to Adalia. You're at the crossroads of your life. If you take the wrong road, you'll never see your destiny. I sent it to her on Messenger. She sent something back. I know what that means. Thank you. So she turned down these two other proposals. A little bit later, the Lord said, see if she wants to be transferred from your Kenya office to your American office. Would you like to work for me direct? She said, yes. Now she said to me later, I knew you were the man I was going to marry. But she didn't tell me. But it meant exactly what the Holy Spirit said. I didn't have to take her out for a Coca-Cola. We got married. Can you say amen? God knows what he's doing. She moves prophetically and apostolically. I minister. Many times I have her come up. She'll call you out of the audience and tell you your background, things like this. God knows what he's doing. The records. They were already recorded. All over the world, people prophesied. Now, this was before I even married her. I see you, Dr. Hansen, with a son. You're holding the hand of a little boy. I have a 4-year-old little boy right now. South America, where I'm going to go in 2 weeks. All over the world they prophesied. Kenya, Africa. I see you with a little boy. Well, I had to get married before I get my little boy. Oh, wow. They're getting ahead of me with pictures. Now that is the former vice president. He's running for president. I'll tell you soon. I'm going to get to, yeah, but thank you. That was good timing. That's what he looks like. That's what he looks like. I just came back from Kenya. Met with leadership the whole time. I'm going to show you about a dozen pictures in a moment. Just to show you how the Holy Spirit works. But anyway, she's pregnant. But she has tumors. She's in bed. They talk hysterectomy. We're in a spiritual battle. We don't give up. Can you say amen? Amen. If you know your weapons and the power you have through the Holy Spirit, you do not give up. I was praying with a person in Israel, although I was in America. We were praying over this situation, and the Lord revealed a witch out of Kenya that had put a curse on her. We prayed, we broke the curse. I walked in the house, walked upstairs. I said, "You're healed." The next two nights, an angel walks in. She's healed. No tumors. And that little boy is born. Can you say amen? Now that is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. Through revelation. Breaking the curse. Setting the captives free. Giving life instead of death. That's the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the start. Oh, yeah. See, this, you're good back there. I mean, they even had a picture of my wife and I, my boy. Okay. I just came back from Kenya, and then I'm going to get into some teaching. If I have time. Okay. This is how I meet with leaders. God gives me a word. That was given to me in 1992. If you know anything about Kenya in 1992, President Moi was a dictator. You didn't speak against him if you wanted to live. Not only did he give me that for the nation, but he gave me seven pages for him personally. Your cabinet. Two members of your cabinet are traitors. And I identified the traitors. From that moment on, I had favor. I spoke this all through Kenya. I still speak it. It was 38 weeks on radio. 50,000 copies passed out. Every president's got it since Moi. God vindicated. He protected me because of his authority. And the president left me alone. Next. United in prayer, President Kibaki, Vice President Kalonzo, you saw him with my little boy, U.S. Congressman, and Raila Odinga, Prime Minister. Over the prophecy. Next. There I am praying over the Vice President. 2007, 2008, 1,200 people killed in fighting. I don't have time to get into it because of my time tonight. I gave direction. I flew in and gave direction to the government. Peace came. That's when they created a prime minister. Next. Now this is the current trip. I didn't have a meeting with him when I arrived. Many times I get off the plane, God gives me a word, the door opens. I could give you so many examples. The Cayman Islands. I got off the plane. God gave me a word for the president. 3 days later, I was in the home giving the word. The Holy Spirit makes room. Can you say amen? Amen. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. This is why we have to have the Holy Spirit. So I'm praying with him, giving him direction. I had given him direction for 15 years. And if he had listened to me, he would have been president. Once I even shook him. I said, "Are you listening to me? This is what God is saying." On this trip, he said, "Dr. Hansen, I have to admit, for 15 years, you were right, I was wrong. I'm ready to listen." Can you say amen? He's inviting me to go back and stay as a personal guest with my family in his home. He's running for president. Next. 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 Israeli ambassador in Israel. I should say in the Israeli embassy in Kenya. I don't have time to go into this again. I did not have an appointment when I arrived. I felt impressed. I need to see him. God opened the door. At the same time, I met with him in Israel, or in Kenya, in the Israeli embassy. I was supposed to be in Jerusalem. I'm a member of the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus. I'm in the parliament every year. After Colombia, South America, I'll fly to Israel. I don't have time to go into the details of this, but let me tell you, we made a connection. Are you there? I was able to counsel him prophetically about Israel and Israel's enemies and what nations don't trust. We also did a television program on Hamas, the war. Because in their charter, they've already, you know, Hamas turned down a two-state solution 4 times. They've ruled Israel, or I should say the Gaza Strip, since 2006. In their charter, they to kill every Jew and every Christian. See, we need to understand these things. Truth takes away deception. Can you say amen? We need to know the truth to set the world free. Because the world's ready to blow up. Next. This lady he was bragging about is his assistant. She walks in when I'm talking with the ambassador, and she says, "Mr. Ambassador, you need to listen to this man. He's a prophet. Did you hear what I said?" He was bragging to me about this Kikuyu assistant, so good in administration. And she walks in and says, "Mr. Ambassador, listen to this man. He's a prophet." She had watched me the day before on television. Watch me prophesy over leaders. Next. The American ambassador. Next. To Kenya. Next. Dr. Mike Kyoto. He was a Buddhist. He's been with me since 1998. He was in a large meeting. The power of the Holy Spirit. He was watching God move. A lady came up. And her husband couldn't have babies. They tried everything. Artificial insemination. Everything. And they said, "No eggs, no babies. Can't have it." They came up. I said, "If you fast 5 days, you'll be pregnant." They fasted 5 days. They have twins today. Can you say amen? He watched it. This Buddhist. He watched me also cast demons out of people. He was shocked as they manifested. He picked up one of my brochures. He inhaled it. He accepted Christ. We cast demons out of him. He's been with me since 1998. Can you say amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Next. The mayor. Next. At one time, the President Moy was afraid of him. He's so popular. Next. Again, I didn't have a meeting with him, but it just opened up. Next. The provost, All Saints Cathedral, Anglican Church, State Church. You know, I don't know if you can tell, I'm a Pentecostal. Can you tell that? Well, let me tell you, they don't have Pentecostals in the Anglican State Church. God made a way. Next. The state church, speaking to the nation on what it takes to bring peace and salvation. Next. Other churches. Next. Okay. Why did I show that little bit? Just to show you how the Holy Spirit moves. He opens doors. Nothing is permanently closed to you if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I've had people rise up to attack me and freeze and can't move. I had a person continue to threaten, and I said, "If you don't quit, the Spirit of God can take that breath right out of you." He continued to threaten and he fell over dead. I am telling you, nobody can touch you unless God allows it. Can you say amen? Amen. Nobody can touch you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit gives you boldness and fearlessness. What's our responsibility? Our responsibility is the restoration of the church to the way Jesus and the apostles led it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Reconciliation between ethnic leaders and churches. Revive the church to expand kingdom influence and the reformation of society and the discipling of nations. That's what we're called to do, and we can't do it without the Holy Ghost. The present church in its form cannot do it. We need to experience Pentecost, and like Dr. Ziga said, time and time and time and time again. Not a once-in-a-lifetime experience. If you get it 50 years ago, you're a swamp. Did you hear me? 85, the Lord told me to spend 5 hours a day with him. I inhale the word of God. The Bible is the Holy Spirit documented in written form. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit and you don't know your word, you better know the word. The three in one. Can you say amen? The three in one. Matthew 3:16-17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from heaven was said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Luke 3:21-22. When all the people were baptized and Jesus was baptized too, and he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." So we have these two thesis statements regarding the baptism of Jesus. First, the baptism of Jesus is really a two-stage event. Jesus was first baptized in water, then he is anointed with the Holy Spirit. Second, the two-step process is the usual way Christians encounter the Holy Spirit. First, we encounter him in salvation, then in baptism. Peter was totally different once he was baptized. Can you say amen? 85 changed my life. I had to forgive a man that had molested my first wife many times. I won't go into detail, but you can't do that if you're not filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I couldn't do it at that time. 5 years. I hated him. Finally, I lost my peace, my joy, my anointing. I went in the basement of my home. I cried. I wept. I left a puddle of tears. I said, "God, forgive me. I've been a hypocrite. Some people call me pastor, but I can't forgive." Now, I was also in law enforcement at that time. He said, "Leave your gift at the altar." Did you hear me? The Holy Spirit. "Leave your gift at the altar and make it right." Leave it. I knew what he wanted. Even though God forgave me, what is faith? Obedience. I did not feel my emotions like going to that man. But faith is action. Get up. Walk out. Drive. Knock on the door. He opens the door. "I've hated you. Will you forgive me?" It broke. From that day until he died, I loved him like a father. I went to the church that night, large church. I said, "Some of you have called me pastor." I was a lay pastor on staff. I said, "I've been a hypocrite. I hated my brother. Many of you know it. God's convicted me. I ask God to forgive me. I ask that man to forgive me. I'm asking you to forgive me. Now follow me as I follow Christ. And that night, since I got out of the way, God resist the proud, I had my first supernatural dream. I saw myself traveling the nations, meeting with presidents, prime ministers, governments, like I do today. I saw myself speaking in the masses like I do today. I saw apocalyptic events. I saw death lines. I saw the heart of Christ and it was broken. I said, Lord, why is your heart broken? He said, because the church is in love with the world more than me. I said, why, Lord? He said, because of the pastor behind the pulpit. I came out of that nighttime vision sweating with an urgency like John the Baptist, Elijah, to wake up the church, to prepare them for the second coming. And I've been traveling. I immediately resigned from areas of law enforcement, business practices, and I started traveling the nations. Why did I give that testimony? We get in the way of the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Our vanity, our pride, unforgiveness is just vanity, pride. I had to get out of the way and let God be God. I've got 10 more minutes by the grace of God. This time, the grace of Dr. Ziga. He waved off in the records, the back. I had the pleasure of working with, in 1984, Billy Graham took him to his, from his hotel to Joe Albee Stadium in Spokane. I've been with Reinhard Bonnke, a tremendous man of God. He was a personal friend. I was with him in 9 straight nights in Kenya, 200,000 a night. The difference between those two, I love those two tremendously. One focused on salvation, the other one, power. Are you with me? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, Billy Graham made a lot of good teachings and salvation and this and that, and I love him. Loved him. Love him. He's still alive with the Lord. We never die. You know, it's impossible to understand the Bible, Christian living, the structure of the church, or our relationship with God without understanding the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Bible says that he is not something. He is someone. He is God. Can you say amen? That was a quote from Billy Graham. Three persons in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Christians do not worship multiple gods. God the Son and Jesus Christ was God in human form. The Holy Spirit lives inside us when we accept Christ and helps us to grow him. How does the Holy Spirit work? He convicts us of sin. I'm just touching on this. Let me tell you, I'm going to continue tomorrow in a lot more detail. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit led me a different direction. So I really wanted to do a lot of teaching. I'm going to try to get back to that tomorrow. But the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit gives us new life. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And the Holy Spirit gives you power to serve Christ. Again, invisible, but real. Understood of the persons of the Trinity. Among the myths that are shared, he's been described as a force, a ghost, a second class, or replacement God. He is confused with the manifestations themselves and has even been presented as an incidental figure that appears momentarily. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is vital for the church to know the Spirit. Learn to relate to him and understand how he manifests himself. Amen? It's vital. It's critical. I rely on it. Again, I don't have a ministry without the Holy Spirit. I don't have one. I'd be going to South America. Speak apostolically to 150 churches. Meeting with leadership over there. Church and political. Without the Holy Spirit, I have nothing to say. But let me tell you, I'm going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because without that, we can do nothing. It's all vanity. The Holy Spirit is a person. Being a person, the Holy Spirit has feelings. He can become sad or angry. Others can insult him and blaspheme against him. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. Isaiah 63:10. Man, don't make an enemy of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy is forgiven. Matthew 12:31. You know, half of the church really insults the Holy Spirit. How do you know if you committed the unpardonable sin? The Holy Spirit convicts. And pretty soon you can sit there in your sin and never be convicted. You have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and become the walking dead. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:51. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. 30. How surely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled on the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, who has insulted the Spirit of grace? Hebrews 10:29. I've got much more to go, but tomorrow I'll continue. Is God good? God is so good. God is so good. I could tell you so many tremendous testimonies. So many. If this was our last night, brother, I would preach. If he gave me the freedom, I've got to be under authority, you know. The Holy Spirit is not he doesn't create disorder. I'm under his authority. Can you say amen? See, that's a lesson to learn. Don't somebody say, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to do this, and you're coming against his authority. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's an evil spirit. Come on, give me a big amen. The Holy Spirit doesn't create disorder. He creates order. 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 We're going to get into a lot more teaching, but into some of these testimonies. You'd be shocked how I get into governments. What God says to presidents. It's not always you're doing a good job. But the minute I quit sharing what God tells me to share, that's when he quit putting me in front of leaders. He say, you put yourself. Like I told you, when I go into parliaments, I lay hands on myself and say, Father God, let me not shame you. Let me only say what you want. When I walk out, let me know you're pleased with me. In Jesus' name. And that's what we want to do. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. We're going to sing it, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Ziga.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy. Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome.
well. Shall we appreciate the man of God? Yes, 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 yes. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, verse 48. Let's close with this. Luke chapter 1, and I feel it's a prophetic word God has given to all of us here. We're going to pray this and then worship again before we leave. Say amen. Let's go. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. Say hallelujah, somebody. And let's read one more time. Let's go. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. Look at the Amplified, please. Now, this was Mary who had just received the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the angel said, for the Spirit of the Highest shall come upon you. When the angel said that, it happened. When the Holy Ghost came upon her, she was absolutely overtaken. And the Holy Ghost moved her into the house of Elizabeth. In that first encounter, she made this profound statement. For he has looked upon the low station and the humiliation of my what? Of his handmaiden. For, you know, God takes nobodies and makes them somebodies. By the fall of Adam, we all became nobodies. And by the Holy Ghost coming upon us, we became somebodies. See, hallelujah. So she was confessing not only her situation, but the human race. What do we have to offer except the help of the Holy Spirit? I mean, she was announcing the state of the fall of man, that we had been completely relegated from the plans of God because of the disconnection between God and man. But that day, she gave this prophetic release. For behold, from now on, say from now onward. Which means anytime the Holy Ghost comes upon you, there is a from now onwards. From now, everybody shall become relevant in the plans of God. And we are going to pray this prayer for a few minutes and declare the relevance of your purpose in our generation. The Holy Ghost comes with the relevance of God, with the importance of God, with the plans of God, with the chosen grace of God, with the absolute grace of God for performance. Say hallelujah. And may you from today begin to walk in this relevant grace of the Lord. You don't have to be the president of this nation to be relevant. Just have the person of the Holy Ghost. That's relevance. And he will lead you to do important things. The most important thing is that you fulfill what he has called you to do, period. Say hallelujah, somebody. How many of you want to receive this word? It's an anointing. As he was speaking, the Lord put that in my spirit as our key tonight. He spoke about how the Holy Ghost took him after he forgave, repented, and the world was opened. He became relevant. So also Mary was irrelevant until the Holy Ghost came. For all that he has to share, he had to share, that was what I took. Look at what God can do when the Holy Ghost comes upon your life. See, hallelujah, somebody. Look at how better a wife you can be when the Holy Ghost comes upon your wife, upon your life. Your husband will say, I never knew who I married until the Holy Ghost came upon you. See, hallelujah, somebody. There's something about this halo of the Holy Ghost, this light of the Holy Ghost, this illumination, this performing grace of the Holy Spirit, which brings you out of a nobody state to a somebody state. So I want us to pray and connect to this anointing. As the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, she became relevant. We are also going to announce our relevance. Say hallelujah, somebody. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release my spirit into the relevance of the Holy Spirit. From now onwards, all generations shall call me blessed. Now let's pray. Let's pray right now. Just begin to confess, begin to believe, begin to understand and make declarations in your life that so as it is, so shall it be. Father, we thank you. Let the body of Christ begin to function in the relevant grace of God in these end times. Lord, arise, O Lord. Arise in our hearts. Arise from nation to nation. Arise from continent to continent. Let the nations of the earth begin to hear your voice again from the house of the Lord. Let the church no more lose our relevance, but bring us back to that place of relevance where we can say, thus says the Lord, the out of the house of the Lord comes direction to the nations. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. And receive your portion, receive your portion, receive your portion, receive your portion. When the Holy Ghost comes, He takes nobodies and makes them somebodies. He takes it from the backside of the desert to the front line of leadership. Receive the anointing. Receive the unction. In business, in banking, in finance, receive. In agriculture, in politics, in education, in family affairs, receive the relevance of the Holy Spirit. Receive the unction to function. Receive the performing grace of God. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
I hope you've enjoyed this program. We need your help to stay on this local station. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. If you give by Zelle, the reference is warning@worldministries.org, warning@worldministries.org. We do have PayPal. We can telephone 360-629-5248 and give by most every credit card. God bless you.